This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 7:39, already 80 degrees. Feel a little bit more humid this morning, and that's going to be one of the storylines with the weather this weekend. The other is the uptick in storm coverage. We'll time it out for you and let you know when you got to get the lawn work done just ahead.
You let that bias, you wanted there to be something there. You wanted it to be true, and that, I think, influence your actions.
Florida Republican Ron DeSantis, one of many Republicans barbecuing Peter Strzok yesterday on Capitol Hill, and recapping the nearly 10 hours of testimony is Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A lot of ground covered. I'm wondering if there were several new things that came up or if it was really essentially covering the same sort of ground that we've already heard so far.
I think it elevated the story. I could practically smell the smoke from the barbecue grilling down there in the when I was up in the Senate booth. Yeah, it elevated the story. So people who may not have heard of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, well, they know about him now. Strzok was saying that he admitted, of course, his text messages, said that he regretted sending them, the anti-Trump text messages, but he also said that his personal views never really impacted his professional life. Of course, Republicans weren't buying that. Democrats were giving him a pass on it. And I think really, I don't know what comes out of this hearing, because everybody will leave probably with the same opinion that they had before the hearing.
Yeah, and obviously in their partisan corners, and today is when, behind closed doors, we think Lisa Page is expected to answer some pointed questions as well. Is there any discussion about her actually appearing before the cameras and microphones publicly?
Well, there is a closed-door deposition today because they had threatened her with a contempt citation. You don't want to be held in contempt of Congress. There is actually a jail in the basement of Congress. So she'll go behind closed doors, and then maybe there'll be discussion about her testifying publicly, but that would be the next step.
Yeah, Jamie Dupree, our Washington insider, saying that it's a reminder that Special Counsel Mueller is going to make real news in this investigation at some point. Maybe not the U.S. Congress, given the partisan finger pointing on the issue. Fox's Rachel Sutherland continuing our team coverage in Washington. At WOKV.com, Jamie Dupree has a recap of seven notable items learned from the nearly 10 hours yesterday.